October 25th through the 31st. Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 124 and 125. A House Unto My Name. In order for the Spirit to bring principles to our remembrance as we teach, see John chapter 14, verse 26, we must first diligently study and ponder those principles. Invite sharing. Consider inviting class members to share something they found in Doctrine and Covenants sections 124 and 125 that caused them to consider a gospel principle in a new way. What did they read, individually or as families, that changed the way they feel, think, or live? Teach the doctrine. Doctrine and Covenants section 124, verses 15 and 20. The Lord delights in integrity. In section 124, the Lord praised Hiram Smith and George Miller for their integrity. To help class members study this attribute more deeply, you might invite them to read Doctrine and Covenants section 124, verses 15 and 20, and ponder what they learn about integrity from these verses. What else do we learn from the scriptures listed under integrity in the Guide to the Scriptures? See scriptures.churchofjesuschrist.org. Or from Elder Richard J. Main's message, Earning the Trust of the Lord and Your Family. See Ensign or Liahona, November 2017. Perhaps class members could share examples of people they know who have integrity. Why is integrity such a valued attribute? Doctrine and Covenants, section 124, verses 22 through 24. And verses 60 and 61. The Lord wants us to welcome and accept others. Members of your class may learn something from the Lord's description of the Nauvoo House that can help them in their interactions with people who are not Latter-day Saints or who have drifted away from the church. You might draw a house on the board and invite class members to search Doctrine and Covenants section 124, verses 22 through 24. And verses 60 and 61, for words that the Lord used to describe the purposes of the Nauvoo House. They could then write the words around the house. How might these terms also be applied to the Church of Jesus Christ? What can we do to create this same welcoming culture in our ward and in our homes? Doctrine and Covenants, section 124, verses 25 through 45. And verse 55. The Lord commands us to build temples so we can receive sacred ordinances. Perhaps class members could imagine they are living in Nauvoo in 1841 and working on the Nauvoo Temple when a friend asks, "Why do we keep building these temples?" What would we say to this friend? Class members could look for ideas in Doctrine and Covenants, section 124. Verses 28 through 30, 37 through 42, and 55. If some class members are unfamiliar with the ordinances mentioned in these verses, consider describing the purposes and blessings of these ordinances. See temples.churchofjesuschrist.org for guidance about what can appropriately be discussed outside of the temple, and for pictures of temples you could show in class. Doctrine and Covenants, section 124, verses 45 through 55. The Lord will bless those who strive to obey His commandments. The saints had been commanded to build a temple in Jackson County, but were hindered by their enemies. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 124, verse 51. In verses 49 through 55, where the Lord addressed this situation, there may be a reassuring message for people who want to obey God's commandments, but are prevented from doing so because of family or other circumstances. You might read these verses with class members and ask them to think of situations in which people might not be able to fulfill their righteous desires because of circumstances they can't control. What counsel do we find in these verses that could help someone in such a situation? What do these verses teach us about obedience? Doctrine and Covenants, section 124, verses 91 and 92. The Lord can guide us through our patriarchal blessings. Would members of your class benefit from a discussion about patriarchs and patriarchal blessings? You could begin by inviting class members to read Doctrine and Covenants section 124, verses 91 and 92, looking for what Hiram Smith was called to do. Then, you could write on the board what and why, and invite class members to read Patriarchal Blessings. See True to the Faith, pages 111 through 113, to find out what patriarchal blessings are and why they are valuable. How can a person prepare to receive a patriarchal blessing? Consider inviting a few people who have received their patriarchal blessings to share why they are grateful for them. Remind them not to share anything too personal or sacred from their blessings. How can we show that we treasure our patriarchal blessings? Improving our teaching. Pray for your class members. Pray by name for the people you teach. You could pray to understand their needs and to know what to teach in order to meet those needs. You might also ask Heavenly Father to prepare their hearts, see Alma chapter 16, verse 16, to receive the truths you will teach. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 6.